We've been talking about 2SER's 40th birthday because it is the whole of the month, a celebration of 40 years of this great community station. And you would have heard yesterday, we had like a reunion breakfast and everything. A whole bunch of great people like Richard Kingsmill and Tanya Plibersek was here, and I think Robbie Buck and a few people. Anyway, it was pretty cool. But all month, we're doing a whole bunch of great events and kicking it all off. I reckon one of the most biggest things of the month is this 2SER Turns 40 Band Next Door special at the Loft at UTS. And we've got the Band Next Door's very own Cam in the studio. Hey, Cam.
Good afternoon, Mick. How are you?
I'm so good, man. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm enjoying this standing position I'm currently doing. It's interesting because I come here late at night and I'm tired. Yeah. The last thing I want to do is stand for 2 hours till midnight. So everything's always towards the floor. And this is, I guess, prime time radio, as some might say. Mm-hmm. So here I am standing and it's exhilarating.
It's a whole new world, Cam. Maybe I've sold you.
Wow.
Everything looks so different from up here.
Yes. I'm close to the light. I'm on the edge. I'm ready to roll.
I admit, I don't. Seeing you in the daylight hours is always nice.
I didn't come out in the daylight hours. I just don't function well when it comes to being between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Yeah. at all. There's 12 hours of the day. It's just, it's not for me.
Which is why you do a show at 10 o'clock on a Thursday called The Band Next Door. I hope everyone listening would have heard this show before. And you've been doing these presents, curated shows at the Loft behind here for a number of months now, most of the year.
Since about November last year. With the good help of Activate UTS and the Loft themselves, we've been putting on nights of just some great local bands, three bands or so for a night of music. Once a month since November last year. And it's just been great to just always once a week to just experience what Sydney's live scene has to offer, because there is so much there.
Yeah, there is.
There is an abundance of great musicians all over the shop, and there is unfortunately not the abundance of venues to go with it.
This is true.
This is very.
We've just found out Valve is shutting across the road.
Yes.
Captain Cook is just shutting down. So look, hopefully more will pop up as we know they do here and there. But it's always sad when people move on.
It is.
But which is awesome that you do this once a month and you bring out these bands that you support on the show, but you've talked to often and they're on up and coming bands that maybe community radio is their main outlet for getting out there, and you're giving them these gigs as well to showcase.
That's the great thing I love about community radio, is that you get to find these bands when they're first making their footsteps, when they're at their most original in a way, when they're not doing anything for anyone but themselves.
Yep.
It's truly unique, it's organic, it's authentic, and it's always great to feel that energy of these young up-and-comers.
Before they get all jaded and cynical.
Before, they realize they'd have to, assimilate to a societal construction of what a musician should be. They get to be themselves, which is what I love the most. Yeah. And it's great to experience that energy live and just when I'm here every Thursday night.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. And I think your choice of three bands for this 40th birthday represents three artists or three bands in very different stages of their careers as well.
Different stages, and also friends of 2SER as well.
Definitely.
So, for example, Lisa Caruso is opening the night at 8 o'clock, playing in duo mode, but still has that sense of alternative folk that people like Julia Jacklin would have. But it's a bit more of a golden enchantment when it comes to what Lisa's doing. Whereas folk artists like, say, Georgia Mulligan or Julia Jacklin, it's always that very sobering, almost like a twilight sense of, laments in a way. Whereas what Lisa's doing, there's a bit of noir to it.
Yes.
It would work very well in a David Lynch film, I reckon.
It so would. Or Twin Peaks or something
Twin
like
Peaks,
that.
Yes.
Which is David Lynch. Yeah. Sorry. I had that in my head. But I've seen Lisa many times live, and it's almost hypnotic as well.
Mm.
Just the sound and the real sensitiveness that she has to her voice, especially live. I've seen her in four band mode, I've seen her in solo mode, but duo mode's great because it's a bit of both. There's something going on all the time in the background. But she's really great to see. It'll get on down early for 8 o'clock.
It'll be a nice, easy way to ease into it, because it's that Yeah, it's that slow build up of what Lisa does, which is always a great joy to watch live, and again, just to listen to, because her voice is just amazing.
Definitely.
You know, she's a short person, short in like
stature,
but what, you know, lacks for height, there's all this great potential for amazing melodies to just escape.
And she'll just pull back from the mic and just nail these notes, fill the room. Sensational stuff. After Lisa is off the band and has eased us into it, we've got a rare gig lately from the Holy Soul.
Well, these guys have been around for a long time.
Sure, I have. 10 years since Damn You Ra, I just saw.
Yeah, and I think it's been about 5 or 4 years since their last record, 14 times. Yeah. When I say guys, of course, their drummer Kate is in the band, so it's folks.
Yes.
It's a general broad folks term I'm using here. And it took me a long time to kind of really get into the Holy Soul. Because I wasn't really around 2SCR at the time when Damn You Ra came out, so I only experienced them when 14 Times was released. And even when that released, I wasn't on the boat straight away.
It is tough to get in. Like, it takes a few listens of that album, and I've listened to it many times to sort of get into the feel of it and to understand where they're coming from.
Mm.
But I've been waiting for something new from them. Is this a sign that things are coming?
There is. I don't know how much I can say. Not that I'm any kind of gatekeeper.
Yeah, you are. You're the band next door.
I believe they have been recording a new single.
Ooh.
That's going to be released in the next maybe 2 months. Again, yeah, this is all hearsay.
Well, we might find out on Friday.
We might even hear it for the first time on Friday if we are truly blessed people. But the great thing about Holy Soul is that as much as they are a rock and roll band, there's a lot more going on than just rock and roll music.
Definitely.
They love a bit of the garage. They love a bit of the prog stuff. There's a bit of the avant-garde as well. So, for example, if anyone does have 14 Times handy, go put on Hair on the Soap right now and listen to that just guttural fuzz just weave its way back and forth. And when it's played live and just watching, say, for example, their guitarist, John, just slam the head of his guitar into the ground and just grind it back and forth. It's just great. And that's what I love about live music. It's like watching these musicians just get so into the momentum of what they're doing that they lose, or I guess they push away their normal character of like everyday people.
Yep.
And then they just become these inhibited people, inhibited musicians on stage, and just watching people play off each other is just always fantastic.
Oh, it sure is. Because you have an on-stage persona. I think as a musician, you are a different person on stage.
Of course.
You become who you really meant to be on stage.
Like, say, for example, if anyone listens to me and the band next door, they would know I'm not as joyful at all in my regular life.
Because it comes out. I've always wondered that.
Being here, behind a microphone is great. No one's looking at me. No one can see me. I can be excited about the music. Yeah. As soon as I get home and it's daylight time, I'm just the worst person you can ever want to be around. Don't
say that.
Start me, because I won't be there to finish you.
Ooh. Oof. Tell me about
Bland. I don't know why I slipped something and said that.
That's all right. That's cool. Very, very deep. Tell us about Bland, Cam.
Bland are a fairly new band on the scene.
Yeah.
Ollie, their main vocalist and I guess their main band leader, formerly played in Sunscreen for a while. He was on bass. Unfortunately, they've parted ways to concentrate on Bland. But Sam from the S-Bands is one of the members of Bland. And also, if you've seen the poster,
artwork, yes.
Anyone who's listening, go check out the Band Next Door 40th poster. Sam McEwen, the local zine lord and comic guru of Sydney, has put together this amazing picture.
It's bloody great.
It's fantastic.
It's even got the old school desk that we used to have.
Yes.
In the background, of the wood grain. Not the new ones now, but the old one, I reckon. It's got the cake, 40th birthday cake, the headphones. Who's the person? Is that like a self-portrait?
I don't think it's a self-portrait. From what I gather, Sam has looked back into some old archive 2SCR posters.
Okay.
So he's found this kind of character and has, I guess, comically aged them in a way to make him look like
love it.
They've seen some stuff in their life.
Well, Cam, you've seen some stuff, and you're going to see more stuff on Friday night.
Yes, and so the music kicks off at 8 o'clock.
Yes, that's all you need to know. Come at 8, and then you can see everyone. Even come before and have a few drinks, and just straight after work, really.
And I should say also the great thing about Bland, before we kind of move on from that. Yeah. No, you're right. If you've listened to their singles, they have one EP, and they've released a couple of singles in the past few months. When they perform live, it's not as jangly as what it sounds on record.
Right.
There's a lot more fuzz going on. I said to someone, it's crisper than a fresh can of Kirk's. Because, you know, we all love that cultural identity of Australiana music.
Sure.
You know, we need that input of everyday-to-day life. And again, you're like, what's more authentic than a crisp can of Kirk's? You crack it, you've got the cream and soda.
It's good Aussie beverage.
It's Aussie beverage, you know. You might want to mow your lawn before you have one. And it's fantastic. And Bland will be headlining the evening from 10 p.m. And so I'm expecting a lot more of this, again, sonic vibrations left, right, and center.
Love it. At the Loft here at UTS.
At the Loft UTS. You right can't behind. Miss it. People said to me...
Well, you can miss it because it's actually quite hard to find sometimes. But if you look for like the big, tall Central Park building and then walk up a little bit towards Central Station, you'll see the... Well, I don't know. What do you look for? To the 2SER sign.
Well,
and then to the left of that, there's a little laneway that goes around behind it to the Loft.
If you're on the road, you don't really know what to look for. Look for the Posh Hotel across the road from the Posh Hotel, which is in no way posh. At all.
No.
And you'll see like a little laneway going down. There's the downstairs bar, which you should not get trapped at, which is formerly the Glass House.
Oh, yeah, that little front area.
Yeah,
which is like,
now it's called the Underground, sorry.
Just keep walking past that.
Keep walking past that. You want to chuck a right and you want to go to the Loft because that's where all the good stuff is. There's a great beer garden. There's a tree that's all lit up with fairy lights. There's
beautiful.
It is a nice great spot. Local craft beers on tap.
Yep.
A stage, music, people. What more can you want?
40th birthday, 2SER, have a huge month, Cam.
Yes.
And kick it all off right this Friday night with the Band Next Door Presents.
Woo-hoo!
See you there, man.
Thank you, Mick.